think once everyone refines what that really means to owner, nobody will want to be an owner.
Yeah, they're going to, what is it called? It's the same thing like China and those other countries. You're just going to be, you're not going to be any better than anybody else. And this whole thing with this this health insurance and all that craziness, I mean, it's just nuts. Everything is getting to be nuts. The hyperinflation, the people haven't even begun to feel it yet. I mean, there's people that are making believe everything is normal. And I see it when they come into the store and stuff. That's why I don't even want to go to the store this season. That's why I let her go. It's her store. Let her do whatever the hell. I don't want to be involved. I'm just kind of kicking back.
I'm spoiled at this point. I just do my groceries through Kroger and have it delivered. And it seems like every time I order them, they're still more expensive than the last. So I order less and less each time.
You know, talking about car, I got an $800-something bill coming up in, like 2 weeks. So I've got to pay that because I pay my 6 months up front. I'm doing Progressive. And State Farm that I've been with for so many years, they want... And I have no accidents. I'm in my mid-60s. I drive a Honda Accord, four-cylinder at that. I mean, why so much money? I just don't get it.
I think if you can find a rate that's around $250 a month, that's a perfect rate for Florida. And it sounds terrible that I'm like, oh, that's a great rate. Because in Virginia, I was paying $80 a month, and I moved here, and it jacked it up to $50, and... What I just recently got rid of, and it was with State Farm, it was $360, no accidents, no tickets, no nothing. And that's just what they do in Florida. It's just more and more every time.
Yeah, I was really thinking of taking my car up to Maine, plating it with Maine, insuring it with Maine. I mean, my insurance would be like $200, less than $200 for 6 months. And just, you know, registering it with Maine and everything and just using it down here and having it, you know, tied into my Maine address, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, put your car in a different state for sure that's cheaper, but leave your driver's license in Florida so you don't have to pay income tax for the other state.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to... insure and license it in the state of Maine with a Florida license. I don't think that's going to work out.
Well, I know the way the DMVs work, or the states work, you have to have a piece of mail that shows your residency, and then you can go title the car and get the plate, but you don't necessarily have to change your driver's license. That's how a lot of people who are undocumented that don't have any papers are driving, and they own a car because you can register the vehicle in the person's name, but you don't have to have a driver's license for it.
Yeah, but in order to get driver's insurance, you have to have a driver's license. That's the problem. Registration is one thing, but to drive the vehicle, you have to have a license. No company's going to insure you if you don't have a driver's license, driver's insurance. See, it's a whole catch-22, I'm telling you. But if I just switch it over and don't have a license for Florida, I'm not losing anything because, first of all, it's not my house, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, I could pay the bills and do all that, and I'll save so much more money. Oh, my God. Let's see, 8 and 8, 1600, 1700. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous. I'll only be paying like $400 a year for insurance in Maine. $400 a year. And probably $120 to register it over there.